AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Gas prices have finally retreated a bit. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com.
For the first time in 9 weeks, the national average price of gasoline has fallen, decreasing a little over 4 cents a gallon in the last week.
But the price does remain high.
The national average this morning, $4.97 a gallon.
President Biden says a decision on a federal gas tax holiday may come this week.
It could mean a savings of as much as 18 cents a gallon. The president told reporters in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, he'll look over the data.
My team is going to be sitting down with the CEOs of the major oil companies this week and try to get an explanation how they justify making $35 billion in the first quarter.
The president himself does not plan to meet with the executives. Prices for gas have been rising, but recently dropped on average nationwide below $5 a gallon. The Biden administration has already released oil from the strategic reserve and increased ethanol blending for the summer.
The problem is what they've done is they've cut back on refining.
Taxes on gasoline and diesel fuel help pay for highways. I'm Ed Donahue.
New York's governor has signed a law intended to prevent local officials from enacting rules that might suppress people's voting rights because of race. It's a process known as pre-clearance. Local governments with a record of discrimination will have to gain approval from state officials before changing voting rules. In Washington, the House January 6th committee resumes hearings tomorrow. The focus, how former President Trump pressured officials in battleground states to reject ballots or entire state tallies to undo his 2020 loss. In eastern Ukraine, Russia's military continues to grind down Ukrainian defenses, artillery often bombarding their positions for hours at a time. Ukraine's deputy defense minister says the Kremlin has ordered its military to overrun Luhansk in its entirety by Sunday. This is AP News. Scientists say the world's largest recorded freshwater fish has been caught in the Mekong River in Cambodia. It's a giant stingray measuring 13 feet from snout to tail and weighing about 660 pounds. Zeb Hogan is the leader of Wonders of the Mekong, a Cambodian-U.S. research project.
When you see a fish this size, especially in freshwater, it's hard to comprehend.
It took more than a dozen people to encircle the fish in the river, holding a tarp under it, as scientists tagged it with a tracking device.
The fishermen themselves said that it was the largest fish that they'd ever seen.
Hogan adds the catch is a hopeful thing.
It's not just a record. The fact that the fish can still get this big is a hopeful sign for the Mekong River.
The stingray was released back into the river, and that tag will send tracking information for the next year, providing unprecedented data on giant stingray behavior. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.